Our President Xi also hailed the end of what he described as chaos in Hong Kong, while condemning external forces interfering in Taiwan. He said China can and must reunify with Taiwan by force if necessary. Lo Min-min reports.
Tensions between Beijing and Taipei have risen dramatically in recent months. Following U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan in August, Beijing staged a series of war games near the island. These military activities have continued, though, at a reduced pace. In a speech in Beijing on Sunday, President Xi said China always respected, cared for, and benefited Taiwan's people. And he said Beijing is committed to promoting economic and cultural exchanges across the Taiwan Strait.
解决台湾问题是中国人自己的事，要由中国人来决定。我们坚持以最大诚意，尽最大努力，争取和平统一的前景，但绝不承诺放弃使用武力，保留采取一切必要 措施的选项，这针对的是外部势力干涉和极少数台独分裂分子及其分裂活动，绝非针对广大台湾同胞。
Mr. Xi did not give a timeline for reunification with a self-ruled island. But he said the historical wheels of national reunification and national rejuvenation are rolling forward. The complete reunification of the motherland must be achieved.
I think that pulling back from the more overt threats or coercive action, I mean, this will all have to translate into action, so we don't know yet, but that slight adjustment in language seems to suggest a recognition that the current sort of high pressure approach to Taiwan is not winning them any friends. So, like I said earlier, if you look at opinion polls on Taiwan, you know, not the like 80% of people want the status quo in some way, shape, or form.
As for Hong Kong, Mr. Xi lauded the city's transformation from chaos to governance. And he said that the one country, two systems model is the best arrangement for Hong Kong to maintain its long term prosperity and stability.
香港局势动荡变化，我们依照宪法和基本法，有效实施对特别行政区的全面管制权，落实爱国者治港原则。香港局势实现由乱到治的重大转折。
In his almost two-hour speech, Mr. Xi also referenced the fraught international climate several times. Though he notably made no mention of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, several Western nations have called up Beijing for avoiding direct criticism of Russia's attack on Ukraine. President Xi Jinping's speech comes at a time when Sino-US tension is at an all-time high. The two sides clashing over Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and more recently, a semiconductor blockade that the US has imposed on China. The latest spat has sparked speculation that a potential in-person meeting between US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Bali on the sidelines of the G20 summit next month could be cancelled. Mr. Xi did not mention the United States in his speech, but he said Beijing opposes a Cold War mentality in international diplomacy.
我们全面推进中国特色大国外交，推动构建人类命运共同体，坚定维护国际公平正义，倡导践行真正的多边主义，旗帜鲜明反对一切 霸权主义和强权政治，毫不动摇反对任何单边主义、保护主义、霸凌行径。
President Xi also said that modernizing the military is a key priority for the next 5 years. Experts say this would give China more of an upper hand when it comes to safeguarding its interests across the Taiwan Strait and in the broader Asia-Pacific region, especially in the face of growing U.S.-led regional blocs seen as countering China. Lo Min-min, CNA, Beijing.